This is Dakota Datebook for July 18th. North Dakota has a rich baseball history. Legends of the game, including Roger Maris and Satchel Paige, have a connection to the state. Barnstorming teams traversed the state and entertained crowds in summers gone by. And there's a record from 1891 that really stands out. On July 18th of that year, a game between the Fargo Red Stockings and the Grand Forks Black Stockings of the Red River Valley League ended in a scoreless tie after 25 innings when the umpire finally called it a game due to gathering darkness. The Red River Valley League had just reorganized that year. Grand Forks had struggled to garner fan support, so manager Tom Hill moved the series to the military encampment at Devil's Lake, hoping to draw more fans. The remarkable game was part of a series of four, with Grand Forks winning the first game, Fargo the second, and Grand Forks the third. The game set many impressive statistics. Both pitchers, William Gibbs for Grand Forks and George Raymer of Fargo, each struck out 18 batters. 25 runners were stranded, and 11 double plays occurred. What is impressive by modern standards is that both pitchers completed the entire game. Since no score was recorded, neither pitcher could claim a shutout. The Grand Forks Herald concluded, "That is the kind of ball the boys are playing, and, as stated in previous issues, they are thoroughly deserving of good support and hearty encouragement." Despite Grand Forks winning the series, the Black Stockings' woes came to a head as manager Hill disbanded the team after the following game. He demolished the ballpark, selling the lumber to pay his debts and the remaining salaries, thus ending the Red River Valley League, which did not return to professional status for another 6 years in 1897. The Black Stockings are part of a broad baseball history in Grand Forks, and even though many involved in the game faded into obscurity, they cemented their place in baseball history that late summer afternoon in July. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwein. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.